normal mission person. But Matt has very kindly given me a few minutes to talk about children's ministry this morning, because hopefully Sunday school will be kicking off next week, and I'm embroiled trying to get ready for it. So I just wanted to briefly tell you about what we have in the children's department, and encourage you, three things. One, to bring your children, if you have any, or your grandchildren. Two, if you're interested in working with children, you can hopefully come and find me today. And three, and most importantly, because a lot of you don't have children or are not going to want to work with children, to pray and keep what's going on with children in your mind throughout the year, and really remember that the children are part of the whole body, that they're members of the whole church. So this morning, I'm not going to talk about everything we do. We do some fun things like St. Nicholas Day and the Christmas pageant and communion prep, but I'm going to only hit the main highlights of the things that go on all the time. And I'm going to start with easiest. So, of course, all of you know that we have a nursery downstairs. We have several babies and toddlers, and we're about to have another baby soon, I hope, this week. Come on, Jamie. We've actually separated the babies from the toddlers this year because we care about your safety. So the youth have been brought in to be helpers, and the nursery goes on a 5-week schedule just like everything else, readers, tellers, nursery. So you can sign up and be in the nursery once every 5 weeks. So we'd love, if you're interested in that, have never done it before, to please talk to me or Ashley today. That's just a great way to serve the church. Next, we have Children's Chapel and worship bags. So Children's Chapel, you might have noticed, has been on a hiatus for the whole summer, and it is my hope and desire to bring it back soon. This is a really great way for you to be involved. It's low-key. It doesn't take a huge time commitment, but it's a good way to be with children, especially evangelistically, because children that don't have a lot of experience in the church usually go there first. And so it's a great way to tell children about Jesus, sometimes for the very first time. So if you're interested in that, it's going to run on a 5-week schedule just like everything else. I'd love to talk to you if you're interested. You'll notice this year we started doing the worship bags at the back. They're the big white bags that are filled with things. They're not just activity bags. They are designed carefully to help the children learn how to be up here with us and to follow through the service. So they may look very plain and unexciting, and that's because they have a special bulletin and they have special things to keep the children's minds focused on what's going on up here. And we haven't really said this much, but if you don't have children, but you like children, we'd love for you to sometime invite a child to sit with you and work through the bag with them so that their parents can have a little break. So you're welcome to go up to somebody and a child and say, I'd love to go through the bulletin with you this morning. Would you like to sit with me? That's a really gracious thing you can do. All right, and then, so also, we're looking always for people who are willing to restock those bags and keep them in order all week so that they're ready to go. We have them for visitors. That's a very low-key job. If you're interested in that, please talk to me. Okay, so I've saved the best, I think, for last, and that's Sunday school that starts at 9:15. So as you all know, we're very committed to Christian education here, and Matt does a fantastic class every week at 9:15, and sometimes he records it so that if you sleep in, you're not out of luck. We actually also have Sunday school for children at 9:15. I know it's hard to imagine. We actually take our education of the children very seriously, and we have a unique program that we've been working on carefully and systematically for the last 15 years. And I want to tell you about it really briefly. It's called Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. And the goal of this program, of our Sunday school, is to bring the children close to Jesus in his most essential person. So we don't begin with moral stories from the Bible based on characters in the Bible. We don't start with Noah and the Ark and David and Goliath. We, at the very youngest age, age 2.5 to 3, we start with Jesus the Good Shepherd. We start with the pearl of great price, the grain of wheat that falls into the ground and dies. And from age 2.5 all the way up to 12, and hopefully this year heading towards 14, we slowly build biblical, theological, liturgical, and spiritual heart knowledge for each child. So they get information, of course, but they really have time to worship in Sunday school, to pray, to feed on the scriptures, to work and interact with the materials that we've very carefully developed for them, and to actually wrestle the way that we do, all the rest of us do, wrestle with who Jesus is and what he's done. So as the children move, starting at age 2.5 to 3, they go all the way up. Eventually, they end up working out long typologies, Christological typologies of who Jesus is through the whole Old Testament and into the New Testament. They're actually quite complex and interesting, but they start that at the youngest age. So, I don't know if you've come here at 9:15, our Sunday school is fairly small. I work really hard to get 3 whole classrooms up and going and to have enough kids. And I know that, especially as it's already cold this week, it's hard to drag your children out in the dark and bring them here at 9:15, especially when they have to get up during the week. But I want to challenge you that unless you are better than me, which you probably are, and are systematically and carefully catechizing your child, working through the scriptures, the creeds, the doctrines of the church, spending time on liturgy and what it means, and giving them worshipful space to pray and wrestle with Jesus for themselves, that if you don't have time for that, that you bring them here at least for 1 hour on Sunday. Children are just as rushed and stressed and pressed by modern life as the rest of us are, but they have to go along for the ride. They need to drink deeply out of the fountain of Scripture. They need to listen for the voice of the Good Shepherd in words that they can hear and understand, and to meditate on the beauty of the pearl of great price. So that's what we do. We've thought about it very carefully. We've made a place for your children to come and know Jesus. And I'd love for you to come down and look at the rooms again, as I invite you every year. Come down and see what we have. Ask questions. And today I'll also be in the back off the narthex. If anybody wants to come and sign up for anything or ask questions or have a tour, please come find me back there today. Thank you.